Bezras Hashem Yisbarech, today's daf is Chav Gimel and Maseches Tainis. If I'm sounding a little hoarse, it's because Baruch Hashem, late last night I danced with my dear Talmud, Danny Reamer, at his special chasana. I also got a lot of chizuk. My sense is that most of the people that learn with me in the Daf Yomi are in the States, so I don't get feedback most of the time that I'm recording from Eretz Yisrael and joining to you with Kedushas Haaretz. But quite a few people came over to me to say that they learn with us. And a day like today where I'm exhausted, it gives me a chizuk and a push to try to learn with you, knowing that there are Talmidim on the other end. In fact, Danny's brother-in-law, Josh Berkowitz, came over to say learn the Daf Yomi. Quite a few people came over. But just for those who are part of Daf Yomi Chevra, also Mr. Rabinowitz came over and gives me a great chizuk to be able to learn with you. So let's pick up with the Gemara on the bottom of Chaf Beis on the Beis Tanur Rabbanim. V'nasati Yishmechem Be'itam. In regards to rain falling, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we said in Kriya Shema that if we do the Ratzon Hashem, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will bring rain. And I will give rain, the Pasuk tells us in Vayikra Chavav, which the Gemara had been darshaning earlier on the top of the Amud, that the rain will come in the appropriate time. Chazal darshans loy shikura, not as if it was drunk. In other words, not too much. Velod samaya, and not with the earth being thirsty, elabenis, but rather a medium amount. Shekol zman shagisham merubim mitashtishtin esa aretz, because if there is a lot of rain, it could ruin the ground and turn it into lime. In other words, very muddy. Ve'ena motzia peros, and it won't produce fruits. Dover acher, another explanation, what does it mean, b'itam? Referring to bilele revios, ubilele shabbosos, that it comes at the nights of Wednesday and Friday night. Now, Friday night is understandable. Friday night, people are supposed to stay home. It's a family night. In fact, I'm not even into youth events on Friday nights because families should be spending time together, husband and wife, according to the Gemara, Talmidei Chachamim, supposed to spend extra time with their wives on Friday nights. But what about this Wednesday night? So these are the nights that are Gishmei Bracha because everybody else is inside. So Rashi makes reference to a Gemara Psachim on Kuf Yod Beis Amabeis, that in those days there was a tradition that there was a shade. That's who Rashi is referring to when he says, Igaris Bas Malchus, so then people would not go out alone on Wednesday nights. So those were times that it was good for the rain to come down. We find that in the days of Shimon ben Shetach, which was a significant period of time, we find in the days of Shimon ben Shetach that this actually occurred, that there was rain just on these two nights. Rashi explains that the Gemara is proving that that's enough rain. The wheat became so large, like kidneys, usaorim kegarine zeisim, and the barley became large, like olives. Va'adoshim, and the lentils kidin reizav, became as large as gold coins. Vitzaru mehem, and the chazal wrapped them up. They put them in a treasure house, dugma ledoros, to show future generations. L'odia kamach achet gorim. How much sin can cause. In other words, sin causes that there's either rain at inconvenient times, or much worse, that there isn't rain at all. When things are going right, all you need is rain on those two nights. Shenemar, as the Pasuk in Yirmiyahu says, Avonoseichem hitu eleh v'chatoseichem manu heitev mikem. Yirmiyahu describes that our sins have removed good from us. In other words, our sins cause that the bracha of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not going to come down. And a parallel is found during King Herod's reign. Of course, those of us who are zochet to spend time in the old city of Yerushalayim, the imprint of Herod, Hordus, is impossible to escape. Not only in terms of the Kotel HaMaravi, he rebuilt the Beis HaMikdash, but even throughout the entire old city, Herod's imprint on Yerushalayim remains 2,000 years later, and it's a very, very ambivalent relationship that Chazal have to Hordus, to Herod, because in many ways he was a terrible man, as is described in Bava Basra in the beginning of the Masechta. On the other hand, over here, we see that Hordus has a side that was worthy of reward. Shayoskim b'binya Beis HaMikdash, because he was involved with the rebuilding of the Beis HaMikdash, v'yardin gishamim b'layla, then rain would come down at night, but it would only rain at night. So the trees would get nourished, and the produce would get nourished at night. But what would happen would be, nishba ruach nesparzu alvin v'zar chachama. Then the wind would come, the clouds would blow away, v'yatzom l'malachtam, and people went out to work. V'yadu shemelecha shemayim b'yideim. So they went to work in the Beis HaMikdash. They would go home. The workers would go home to sleep at night. And by the time they came back the next day, Israel was being nourished by rain, but it wasn't affecting their work. Of course, our Mishnah concludes with the awesome story of Choni Amagel, who drew a circle around himself and said he's not going to leave until rain came. Tan Rabbanan, the Gemara now discusses, Pamachis Yatza Rov Adar. The majority of Adar had passed, V'lo Yardu Gusham. Sholchu L'Choni Amagel. The Gemara repeats the story of Choni Amagel here in this Braisa. They sent to Choni Amagel his palal, he davened. V'yardu gishamim, and it began to rain. Notice there are differences over here in the story in the Mishnah, where it doesn't mention that most of Adar had passed, and there wasn't any rain. So Choni Amagel was sent for to daven, and he davened. Shochel Choni Amagel, spalel v'yardu gishamim. His spalel then... Choni Amagel davened, and the rain didn't come down. What means is as follows, that they asked Choni Amagel to be mispal so that the rain should come down, and it didn't. His spal of Yarduk Shem davened so that the rain should come down. They davened, and rain did not come down. Og Uga. So he made a circle of Am Besoch, and he stood inside. Kederek She'osa Chabaku Kanovi. Like Chabaku Kanovi had done. In other words, Choni Amagel found a precedent to what he had done. That, again, is not mentioned in our Mishnah, but mentioned in our Braisa. I think the point of this Braisa is quite important. In general, this is something Rav Soloveitchik Zatzal used to speak about a lot, and Rav Schechter elaborates on this as well. In halacha and in spirituality in general, we look to our predecessors for source and direction. In other words, that we don't make up spirituality on our own. We have a Masorah, we have a tradition. So over here, this idea of making a circle and threatening, quote-unquote, that he's not going to come out, as many are familiar from the story of Choni Amagel from the Mishnah on Daf Yutes, that is because, as the Brice is about to elaborate, there was a precedent from Chabaku. Kederek she'osa Chabaku Kanovi, as Chabaku Kanovi had on, shenemar, as the Pasuk says, al mishmarti e'emdo, V'syatzva al mitzar. I will stand on my watch and stand up on the matzar. Now, this matzar has two different meanings. One, the literal meaning, and then the way Chazal understand it, and the way Choni Amagel had understood it. The simple reading of the pasuk, al mishmarti amoda, I will, God is answering Chabakuk, and he says, I will stand my watch, V'syatzva al matzar, and I will take place at the siege. Excuse me, the next pasuk is HaKadosh Baruch Hu answering. This is Chabakuk speaking, as we presented before. I will stand upon my watch and take place at the siege, and I will wait to see what he will speak to me. So Matsor here means I will wait at the siege to see what HaKadosh Baruch Hu will say at the place of the siege. This is before the Babylonians, Bavel, have charged onto Yerushalayim. Chazal, though, are darshaning Matzor in another way. Matzor is, I will stand in this shape. Tzur, or Litzor, means to make a shape. I will stand in this shape. V'syatzval Matzor. Amr lefanav. So, Choni Amagel begins to daven. Rabbonu Shalom. Banecha samu pneihem olai. Your children have looked at me. Shani keben Bayis lefanecha, as if I am someone who is comfortable with you in your house. Nishbani b'shimcha godel, I am swearing in your great name. She'eni zoz is mikan, a Talmud Chacham at Tzadik, is a ben bayis by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And now I'm putting the pressure on you, Kaviyachal HaKadosh Baruch Hu, says Choni. I'm not going to move from here. Ad shetarachim al banecha, until you have mercy on your children. Hischilu al gesham minatvin. So then a drizzle began to come down. Amru lo, he said to him. They said to him, excuse me, Amru lo talmidav. His talmidim said to him, Rebbe, reinucha velo namus. Please see us that we should not die. In other words, this is not enough to create enough food for everyone. Kimeduminanu, it appears to us, continue Choni's Talmidim, Shein Gisham Yarden El Lahatar Shuasech, that Kodesh Baruch Hu wants to allow you to step out of the circle, and he wants to get you out of your Shavua, but at the same time, we are going to be stuck. Kimeduminanu, Shan Ein Gisham Yarden El Lahatar Shuasech, it's only there to annul your Shavua. Amar Sechoni continued to pray. He said, "Lo kashalti." This is not what I asked for. Elagishme boris shichnu ma'aros, but rather cisterns are full of water. Yardu bezaf. So then the rain came down in torrents. Achikol tipa v'tipa kimali pi chavius. It was so much that each drop was as if a barrel is full of water. V'shiru chachamim shein tipa mechusa milud. And the chachamim estimated that it was so large that it measured each drop was like a lug. Amr lo talmid of his students again said to him, Rebbe Renuchav lo nama, see us that we shouldn't die. Kimdumim anu sheing sham yardin el la'abed olam. Such heavy rain could destroy, not nurture. Amr lo fadna av sochoni, Amal continues to daven like in shalti, this is not what I've done for. Gishmi ratzon brachu nidava, but rather a rain that's full of blessing and giving. Yardu kitiknon. Acha olu kolom lahara bayis mibnei hagishamim. It's a little bit painful for me. The last time I learned this daf with you on Daf Yutes, I was looking out to that area and I described to you the area up going up to the Harabayis that I was looking out from the Nazir room. Now I'm learning this daf with you in America, but Be'ezer Hashem in a few short days should be zocha to return to Eretz Yisrael and HaKadosh Baruch Hu should protect the Yishuv. Our Yishuv is not in a simple state, and I think we are destined that until Mashiach comes that to always be in a state of lacking full yishuv hadas on many, many different levels. So we described that many of the people lived in the area of what's called today Silwan, and the water runs down from, you could even visualize that when it's raining at the Kotel area by the bus stop, the water runs down through what's referred to as Shar HaShpot. It's not a coincidence. Shar HaShpot means the garbage area. That's where the garbage used to go out from the Harabayis, that area. So Ad She'olu Kol HaOlam LaHarabayis, so everybody went up because the water was flooding down. So now we ask that you daven that it should stop. V'yelchu, they should go. Amalehem, he said to them, Choni Amagel said to them, Kach mikublani, I have a tradition. She'im ispalan al rov atova, that if there's extra, you don't daven that it should stop. This idea we had on the bottom of Chav Beis and Beis in yesterday's daf, about 10 lines from the bottom or so, that Rabbi Yochanan had taught us that if HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us a bracha, but part of it is secondarily inconvenience. For example, if we have Rov Tova, that there's rain and so on, but it's causing us that our feet are muddy, then we're not Mispala Rov Tova. That we don't ask that Rov Tova become Kulo Tov. So that's what Choni Amagel is saying. She'im Mispala Rov Tova, Afo Pikein, nevertheless, Heviulo Par Hoda. He asked, bring me a bull that's going to be used as a carbon Hoda. Heviuli Par Hoda. Heviulo Par Hoda. They brought him that bull of thanks to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Samach Shtei Yadav Alav, and he linked his two hands, V'amr Lefanu, he said, Rebbeinu Shlom, Amcha Yisroel, Shotzeisimim Mitzrayim, Einin Yicholin, they're not able, the Bach here adds the word Lamod, Einin Yicholin Lamod, they're not able to stand, in other words, they're not able to appreciate Lo Berov Tova, not if there is a majority of good, V'lo Berov Peranos, and certainly when there isn't a majority of tragedy. In other words, ka'astalim, when you're angry on them, en yichol lamod. They're not able to understand what you're driving at to give them musr. Hashpasam lem tova, And even when you give them good, the Mefarshim explain that here it's referring to the Yiridas Haman, they still complain. And in Chol Lamot, Yiratzo Mofanecha, Shif Siku Hagisham. So too, the rain should stop. V'yehe Revach Ba'olam. And there should be space in the world. In other words, people should become relaxed. Miyad Noshba Ruach, immediately the wind blew, and Espazra Avim Zarcha Chama, the sun came out. V'yotzo Am Lasadeh. They went out to the field, and they brought to their homes different types of mushrooms and growth that immediately grew after the rain. If you are not choni, gozrani alecha nidu, I put you into excommunication. Shanim, if these were the years, Kishne Elio, like the years that Elio lived, Shemavtechos Kisham Biyodo Shel Yo, that the keys of rain were given to Elio when Elio died for rain, immediately it came. Lo Nimtza Shem Shemayim Mischal Al Yodcha. If you had lived in the time of Elio, where HaKadosh Baruch Hu had given over the rights to rain in Elio's hands, in other words, Elio would command, so then what would come out is that you would end up a liar if you had said that you would not want to come out of the circle, and until it rains, that you would not come out of the circle, and Elio would not want it to rain, you would be stuck. If you lived in a time where the keys were in the hands of Elio, lo nimtza shem shemayim misachal ayotcha, would not there be a desecration of God's name? So really, you would have desecrated God's name in that time if the rains wouldn't come. And he's insinuating the same possibility, argues Shimon Shetach, could have been today, that Kadosh Baruch Hu would have decided that it should not rain. You sin towards God because you could create a chilul Shem. Just like a child who sometimes, despite the fact that he does something wrong, the child, the father nevertheless gives it to him. So too over here. The child asks the father to pamper him. Abba, father, take me to wash me in nice hot water. Wash me in cold water. Tell me it goes and give me nuts. Almonds, aparsikim. Also a type of balm, rimonim, pomegranates, v'nasanlaw, and they give all that to him. V'alecha ha'kasav omer, and the pasuk says, yismach avicha v'imecha v'sagel yilodetecha. So even though you put yourself in a bind, by Kadosh Baruch Hu loves you so much. Tana Rabban, ma sholchu b'nei lishkas ha'gaz l'choni ha'magel. We had learned that they had davened, the chachamim had davened. Here they reveal that these chacham were the b'nei lishkas ha'gazes, and they sent the choni ha'magel to daven. So what exactly was the message that they sent him? So they sent him a pasuk in Iyov. V'sigzar oimer v'yakum lecha v'al drachecha noga or. What's the drasha? V'sigzar oimer. You said that there is going to be a gzera from below. What does v'yakum lach mean? HaKadosh Baruch Hu mekayim amarcha milamala. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu fulfills the ratzon from down below. V'al drachecha noga or. You lit up with your tefillah, and the pasuk had continued. You raised up the generation with tefillah. So the same messengers from the Lishkas HaGazus who had asked him to daven then sent him a tremendous praise that you could affect what's going up in the Shamayim. Now this is a very, very important idea. The Nefesh HaChaim elaborates on this idea that we in the lower worlds, based on our actions, can affect what's going up in the heavens. Now, usually that's a koach that's only given to tzaddikim. However, the Nefesh HaChaim talks about the idea that people can raise themselves up to much higher madrigas than they had ever thought. And therefore, you fulfilled this pasuk v'secha v'seach. Excuse me, v'shach einayim Yoshia, the pasuk in Iyov concludes, dor sheshach ba'avona, a generation that was lowered to its sin, that they didn't have rain, hoshata b'tfilascha, you saved in your tefillah. Yimaleit inaki, the pasuk in Iyov says that dar shaloi inaki, a generation that was worthy of being punished, milatito b'tefilascha, you saved with your tefillah. In other words, it's never too late to go to a tzaddik to ask them to daven, never too late for us to daven. V'nimlat b'var kapecha, milatito ma'ase yodecha habrurin. You cleaned through your actions, through your clear actions, your clear requests. According to some mafarshim, this refers to the end where he had asked for the rain to stop. All the years of that tzaddik of Choni Amagel, he was pained by this pasuk, the pasuk that we're going to sing in Mirtz Hashem tonight in before benching. Shira Malus B'Shuv Hashem as Shiva Tzion Yinuk L'Chom. We dreamed to return to Tzion. And both said, what miracles through all the pain. What miracles were you living? If you listen to a 10-minute Chassidus, we speak about from a week or two ago at Mir Yeshiva, we spoke about the idea that what if you had told our great-great-grandparents that we'd be sitting in Yerushalayim with no worries about what we're going to eat in an air-conditioned base medrash with hundreds and thousands of people, they would have said to you, this is for sure Mashiach's time. Hi. They dreamed for this. They dreamed for the Shiva Tzion, and we dream for the next stage of Shiva Tzion. Amar mi'ika denayim shivin shnei bechalma. Is there a person that dreams for 72 years? In other words, Choni Amagel was crying out the pain of the galus. It will seem that the galus was a dream. Does somebody dream for 72 years? It seems like Choni Amagel was feeling the pain of the galus, and he was crying out. How will it be that it'll just simply be as if it's a dream? Does anybody dream for 72 years? Yom echad avol ozel b'urcha. One time he was going along the way. Chazilahu gavra. He saw a person, davinata charuva, who was panting a carob tree. Amarle, hai, ad kama shnim ta'im. How long will it take from the moment that you plant the carob tree that it will produce fruits? This is an awesome gemara. What an awesome daf. Tainis chav gimel amin aleph. Amarle, he responded to him. Ad shivin shnim, it takes 70 years. Amar Lei, Choni asked him, Pshitalach, Dechaye Shivin Shin, do you know that you're going to see in your own lifetime the fruits of it? Amar Lei, Hai Gavra, this person said to him, Alma Becharuva Ashkachta, I found a world with carob trees, Keecha Deshasalei Avasa, because my grandparents had planted for me, so just like they had, Shasli Nami Livroi, I planned for my children. What a beautiful metaphor, Rabosai, that our parents and grandparents gave us a tremendous Masorah. We have to transmit it to our children. Yosef Kacharich Rifta. So Choni Amagel sat down to eat. Asale Shinta. And he went to sleep. Nim, and he fell into a deep sleep. Ahadrele Mushunase. Around him grew around him a rock. Ichse Mayona. And the rock covered him over from the rest of the world. V'nim shivin shnim, and he slept for 72 years. He come when he got up. Chazel u'gavra, davakamalakim inayu. He saw a person who was taking from the carob tree. Amale atu deshel tilte. Are you the one who planted it? Amale barbere. He said, no, it was my grandfather. Barbere ano. Amale. So Choni sees that he slept for many years. Shmami not the name is Shivin Shnin. I see that I've slept for 72 years. Chazir l'chamrei this yaldalei ramchei ramchei. He saw his donkey that had already many, many, many offspring. Azal abeisa, he went to his house. Amar luhu brei d'choni amagol mikayim. He asked, is the son of Choni Amagol alive? Amar lei brei leisei. His son is already dead. Bar Brei Isay, but his grandson is alive. Amar Lohu Ano Choni Amagel. He said, I'm your grandfather, Choni Amagel. Lohim knew, they didn't believe him. Azal Beis HaMidrash, he went to Beis HaMidrash. Rabbin Rabban and the Karmani here in Shmaitze. Kivishnei Choni Amagel. They commented, this is so clear, we understand the Sugya as if it was the time of Choni Amagel.
the chavi ayil le beis midrasha during that time when he would go into the beis midrash kol kushi dav le rabbanon have a fire clue he would answer.
So they said, "Wow, this is amazing. We have such clarity like the time choni amagul amar luhu ano nihu. I'm choni amagul. What fascinating phenomenon now. Lo im nuhu. They didn't believe him." If they lay ikra and they didn't show him honor, his mind became weak and he became sad. Boy, rachme umes. He asked HaKadosh Baruch Hu mercy and he died. So many lessons from this Gemara. First of all, that what we plant, even if we're not going to reap, our children and our grandchildren and great grandchildren reap. What a contrast standing in the epicenter of the world of Golos in New York City, where so much is about getting now self-gratification. Yadus emphasizes the opposite. We're here for the long run. And even if we don't experience all of the glory, we are planting the seeds for our children. That's lesson number one. Lesson number two is the lesson from Choni HaMagil. And that is, sometimes there's something that's so special in front of you, but you just can't believe it. That Choni HaMagil comes back to the Beis HaMedrash, and they adore Choni HaMagul. But sometimes what you adore comes up and is addressed in a different way, and you reject it, and ultimately you lose out and they lose out. And lesson number three, Amar Rava, Rava says four lines on the bottom, Hani Damri Inshi, this is what people say, Oy Chavrusa Oy Misusa, the very famous expression. The founding fathers, one of them said, give me liberty or give me death, and Chazal say, give me a chavrusa or give me death. Now, chavrusa doesn't mean that you always have to be learning with a chavrusa, but friendship and someone that you could discuss Torah with is something that's irreplaceable. Abachilkia bar brei de choni amagil, Abachilkia was the grandson of choni amagil. V'chimatzrich alma l'mitra, and when the world needed rain, hamishadru rabbanon l'gabei. So he continued the tradition of choni amagil, which we pointed out was already continuing the tradition of Habakkuk. So the Rabbanim would send him a message, "Boy, Rachmi Vasud Mitra," and that would be enough to get the rain to come. Zimn Chada one time, Itzru Chamul Mitra. Shad Rabbanon Zuga, the Rabbanon Lagabe. They sent Rabbanon two Rabbanon, a couple of Rabbanon to him, to Chilkia, Abba Chilkia. Let me boy Rachmi Dineisel Mitra, that rain should come. Azul Bei say they went to his house. Well, Shechu, they couldn't find him. Azul Bidabra, they went to the field, Vashkechu, and they found him there. Davik Karafik Bidabra, he was taking care of his field. He was plowing his field. Yovlei Shlomo, they said to him, "Lo, v'lo azberluhu apei b'fanya." And Abba Chilkia did not even return a response to them. He ignored them. V'lo azberluhu apei b'fanya, in the afternoon, kavaminkit sive, he took branches with him. Darat Sivo Mar Bechad Bekaspa Glima Bechad Bekaspa. He took the wood, their one arm. We're going to see the significance of all these actions shortly. And his clothing on the other arm. Kula Orcha Losai Misane. And the whole time, Abba Chilkia, as he walked home, he didn't put on his shoes. Kimata Lamaya Sai Misane. But when he reached the water, then he closed his shoes. Kimata Lehizme Vihigi. When he reached the place of thorns, Dalinu Lemane. He picked up his garment in order that it should not get torn. Kimat Lamasa, when he reached the city, Nafik Device Lapai Kimikashta. She came out, his wife came out to him dressed up nicely. Kimat Levese, when Abba Chilkia came to his house, all the Vese Beresha, his wife went in the house first, Vachadu Ilah, and afterwards he went. Vahadar Ailu Rabban, and then the two Rabban went. Yasavikar Chrifta, he then went and ate. But he didn't tell the Rabbanon to come eat. First he gave to the child. To the older one he gave one amount. And to the tray. And to the younger he gave two. After the meal, all of this is going to be explained later on of why he did exactly what he did. Then his wife asked him, do you know that these two Rabbanon are here for rain? In other words, that you should daven nisik liigra v'niboy rachmi. Efshad miritzei HaKadosh Baruch Hu, go up, she suggests, to the roof and daven. Maybe HaKadosh Baruch Hu will have mercy v'yaisi mitra v'lo natzik tivusa l'navshon. and they will not know that it's due to your tefillas, that you will do it in private. Sakul Igra, Bechilkiah went up with his wife. Come Ihu, Bechada Zavisa, Bechada Zavisa. She went to one corner, and he went to another corner. Kodim Saluk, Anona Mehach Zavisa Devaisu. So the clouds went from the corner that his wife had David. Hinachis Amrlu, when he came down, so the Chachamim said to him, Amai Asu Rabbanon. He asked him, why are you coming here? Amrlu, they said to him, Shidra Rabbanon Lagabe Dimar Uniboy Rachme Amitra. We were sent to ask you, David, for rain. Amrlu, Baruch Makom Shlolik Tzriches Them. La Bechokia. It turns out you don't need us. Amrlu, Yedina Dimitra Machlis Maru Da Asu. The Chacham said to me, you didn't outsmart us. We know it's due to you. But now also we want you to answer another question. Those Abba Chilkiah and his wife couldn't fool them. Ultimately, they knew it was due to their tefillos. But then they said, you didn't fool us on this. We want to ask you something else. My time, Yilvina Lamar Shlomo. Lo Asber Lamar Bape. When we gave you Shalom, we said hello to you. You didn't say anything back. Armeluhus, Kar Yoim Havoy. I was a worker, v'amina lo yipager, and I said that I shouldn't be vatal from my malacha for saying hello, that I would end up stealing from my employer. They followed up with another question. Umay time adar maritzive, achad kaspe, uglima achad kaspe. And why is it that you carried the wood on one shoulder and your clothing on the other shoulder? Why don't you just simply put the wood on top of your clothing? It was a borrowed garment, lahachi shale, and I borrowed it to wear, ulahachi lo shale, but I didn't borrow it for holding the wood. They asked him another question. My time kula archa lo saim mar misani. Why is it that the entire way you didn't wear shoes? V'chimata the ma'isayim misani, but you put on your shoes when you got to the water. Amelu kula orcha chazina, because I saw that the entire way was dry. And I didn't want my shoes to get ruined. B'maya lo kachazina. But in the water, I can't see. In other words, chazina means to see. I could see on the ground if there was a snake, so therefore there was no need to wear a shoe. But in the water, I couldn't see, so therefore I had to put the shoe on lest that there be something sharp or a poisonous snake that might bite me. They continue to ask, my time ikimata marlihizmi vihi'i dilinu limane. So why is that when you came to the thorns, you lifted up your clothing, amaluhu, ze mala ruka vze eina mala arucha. The clothing, when it gets ripped, does not regrow. However, the skin, when it gets a scratch, does regrow. Taisus in Bava Kama brings a raya from this, that if a person is simply getting a scratch, then in such a case, it's not prohibited to injure oneself. They also ask him another question. My time in Kimata Marla Masa. Why is it that when you came to city, Nafke de Baisa, the Marki Mikashta, that your wife came out, then she was dressed up, Amiluhu, Kideshlo Etain Einai Bisha Kharis, in order that I not be distracted by another woman. My time Aili Hibaresh, why did you let her go into the house first? Vahadar Ayal Mayra Basra, and you came in later, they asked him. Vahadar Ayale Anan, and then us. Amiluhu, Mishum Delo Bidikusu Li. You weren't checked out with me, I didn't know what type of people you are, and I didn't want you to go in right after my wife, lest you come to an avera. My time kikarach my rifta loy amar lon isu kreichu. Why is it that when you ate, you didn't give us to eat? Mishum de lo nefisha rifta. There wasn't a lot of bread. Vamina, and I thought lo achzik buhu berabon tivusa bechina. Mefarshim learned that the answer was as follows: that the halacha is that you're not allowed to eat from somebody; they don't have enough food for themselves to eat. Vamina, and I said, I'm not going to simply invite you and indicate lo achzik buhu rabbanan tivusa bechinam that I'm going to give you something and turns out not be able to give it to you. So therefore, I didn't invite you at all. My time yov marli nuka kashisha chada riftel zutra tari. Why did you give the older one and the younger one two portions? Amalei hai koi bevesei. The older one is in the house the entire day and he could eat and was eating the entire day. But the younger one, Yosef Bebe Knishta, was sitting in the Beis HaKnesses, and he had not eaten the entire day. My time, Akodim Salak Anana Mehach Savisa Dehavis Kaima Debaisu Demar La Anana Dede. And why is it that your wife was answered first that the clouds came from her corner first. Mishum de issa shicha bebaisa, because my wife is in the house all the time. V'yav rifdeli ani mekarvei anase, and she's able to give to the poor people more immediate benefit than I am. V'ana yivina zuza, she gives them bread and I just give them money. V'lo mekarvei anase, so the poor person needs to then go buy after I give them the tzedakah. Inami, another reason, hanu biryuna davishvuna son, there were difficult people in the neighborhood. V'ana boy rachmed l'musa, and I asked that they should die. He boy rachmed l'hadri b'tiyufta, and she asked for them to do tshuva, and that is a much higher madrega, v'hadru, and they did do tshuva. So this is the story of the grandson of Choni Amalgo, Abba Chilkia. The Gemara now tells the story of another grandson of Choni Amalgo, Chonan Hanechba Barbarte de Choni Amalgo Havi. Choni Hanechba, Chonan Hanechba, we're going to see why he's referred to as Hanechba, which often means to be hidden in the Gemara. He was the son of Choni Amalgo's daughter. So they would send to Chonan Hanechba. But here they did not send the Rabbanim, but they would send the kids. And they would grab the garments of Chonan, and they would say to him, Abba, Abba, Havlan Mitra, bring us rain. The expression Abba is an expression Rashi explains that young children, particularly orphans, used to call adults. Amr lefnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he said to the front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Baruch Shalom, Asei b'shvil elu, she'ein makirin bein Abba diyov mitra la'abba diyov mitra. Please give in merit of these children that don't know the difference between a father that gives rain and a father that doesn't give rain. In other words, they're asking me, but it's really not in my power at all. He used to hide himself in the Beis HaKnesses. Nechba means to hide. So he would hide himself in the Beis HaKnesses, hence Chonan Hanechba. Mark continues another story about rain. Amar le'Rav Zrika le'Rav Zrafa, Tochazi, come and see. Ma bein tkifa da'arad Yisrael, the tzaddikim and the tkifim da'arad Yisrael, the chasidei de Bavel. First the chasidim in Bavel. Chasidei Bavel ve'al Ravun v'chizik kamen tzarech amal mitra. When the world brings name Amri, they say to each other, Nikanef hadru v'ni barachma, let's go and join together and ask for mercy. Efshad the mitzah kosh baruch hu, di'esei mitra. And makosh baruch hu may bring rain. However, contrast to the tkifa da'arad Yisrael, Rabbi Yoina Avua to Rabbi Mani, Rabbi Yoina, the father of Mani, Kavmacha Chalma Mitra, Havi Ola Beise, Va'amrulu, they would go to their house and say to their family, Havuli Gilke V'Azav Aizili Bezusa Ibru, bring bags, and I will go and get a small amount of grain, and they would make believe as if they were doing some type of ishtadlus. Kavanafik Livra, when their children would go out, Azav Kabiduchte Amikta, they would go to a low place, and they would hide in a hidden place, and they would cover themselves in sackcloth and ask for mercy, and that's what rain would be brought. Basically, when they would come home, they would ask their kids, did you bring some produce, some grain, some wheat? Amina hov asamitra hashta ravach alma. So he sent the kids away, and they didn't know that he was preparing himself to daven, and then he would go and daven. The Gemara tells another story of Esu, Rabbi Mana, the son of Rabbi Yonah, have a komitzar le devei nesia. The people from the Beis Hanasi were bothering him, ishtatech al kivra davua, and he davened on his father's kever, his father burial place. Amalei, he said, cry out to his father, Abba, Abba, anu mitzardli. My father, they're bothering me. Please answer my, get HaKadosh Baruch Hu to answer my tefillah. Yom achad, one day, have a kacholfei hasam. They were passing by, v'inkit karadisasvuse, and the horse, his leg, got stuck in the opening of the cave where Rabbi Yonah's father was buried. And he didn't let him go. Until they accepted upon himself, they accepted upon themselves that they weren't going to bother him. This was another story about the greatness of Rabbi Yonah. A couple more stories about the greatness of Takif Eretz Yisrael. This one is about Rabbi Yitzchak ben Al Yashiv. Mani av shchiyah kamei Rabbi Yitzchak ben al Yoshev. Amar lei, asiri devechami kamitzari lei. The wealthy people of my father-in-law's house are causing me pain. So Rabbi Yitzchak said to him, Amar d'lianu. So he said, may they become poor and they'll no longer have influence. V'yanu, and the blessing was fulfilled. Amar, kodoch gili. But now he complained the opposite direction. Now they're begging me for money. Amar liatru viatru. So he said, okay, they should become rich again, and they did become rich. Another story that took place to Rabbi Mani. Amar, Rabbi Mani said to Rabbi Yitzchak, Yashalom kanli alai inshi bisi. I'm not so happy with my wife. Rashi says, because Rabbi Mani said to him, to Rabbi Yitzchak ben Yashu, we didn't find her too pretty. Amar le Rabbi Yitzchak ben Yashu said, Mashman, what's her name? Chana. He said her name is Chana. Tisyaipi Chana v'nisyaipis. He davened that she should become pretty, and she did. Amar le kamigandera olai. So now Rabbi Mani complains that she's become so pretty, she's becoming haughty over me. She's acting difficult because of her beauty. Amar le. So Rabbi Yitzchak responds to Rabbi Mani. Ihachi tachzor Chana l'shcharusa. May she return back to being dark, not pretty. And she turned back dark. Tremendous lesson over here, leaving aside the beauty part, which there's a lot that needs to be spoken about, particularly our generation of Gashmias, but also that sometimes grass is greener on the other side, and in this case, particularly for Rabbi Mani, it would have been better that she stayed the way she appeared. Hanin Trei Talmud, another story, there were two Talmudim, Dehavi Kamad, Rabbi Yitzchak ben Eliyashiv, Amru Lei, we asked that we should become smart. Amar luhu. So Rabbi Yitzchak said to them, I can't daven for that. Imi hoisa ushlachtia. I had that power. However, now my tefillos are not answered. Definitely al pi so, this needs to be understood. What exactly happened to Rabbi Yitzchak ben Eliyashiv? This Beis Hashem concludes Daf Chav Gimel, long, very dramatic and beautiful daf lechoni hamagel, a difficult daf at the end of the daf to understand the stories with Rabbi Yitzchak ben Eliyashiv and Rabbi Mani. Some of those stories were not simple, but a fascinating agadita for today, Erev Shabbos, Parshas Bolak, Tavshin Ayin Dalet. Emir Tzashem, I hope, now that I have a little bit of time, now that I'm in Golus Tumas Eretz Amimim, that maybe being at my parents, I'll be able to prepare the halacha from the daily daf. Wishing you Shabbos, a good Shabbos Kodesh. Looking forward to resuming with you on Sunday for daf Chof Heh.